With just 2 days to go before Tuesday's New Hampshire Democratic presidential primary, every major poll of likely voters in the state shows Massachusetts Senator John Kerry in the lead over former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. Amid the flurry of last-minute campaigning, the New Hampshire Democratic Party held its annual 100 Club fundraising dinner in Manchester last night. The event was the final showcase attended by all the remaining Democratic candidates except for Al Sharpton. NPR Scott Horsley was there and has this report on the contenders' reception.
Howard Dean had the biggest cheering section at the dinner. The former Vermont governor got an enthusiastic welcome as soon as he entered the packed hotel ballroom.
Now, I just want you to know I am so excited to be here that I could just scream.
The friendly audience was more than willing to overlook Dean's over-the-top antics following the Iowa caucuses. As far as those attending the dinner were concerned, that's now ancient history, as Dean and his followers look ahead to the New Hampshire primary.
On Tuesday, I need your help so we can take back our country. So that flag of the United States of America is no longer the property of John Ashcroft and Dick Cheney and Rush Limbaugh and Jerry Falwell, that it belongs to every one of us again.
Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman told the audience he's building what he called Joe-mentum. And Lieberman repeated his claim to be the Democrat George W. Bush is most afraid of facing.
So I'd say this to the Republicans, just come after me on values. You don't have a prayer. Now, you know, they say we're tax and spend liberals. They're not going to do that to me. Today, it's the Democratic Party that is the party of fiscal responsibility and economic growth.
Retired General Wesley Clark is a relative latecomer to the Democratic Party. He got a cool reception from the audience as he tried to confront doubts about his loyalty to the party, opening his remarks with a defensive tone.
I have to tell you honestly, I haven't been a member of the Democratic Party for that long.
Hecklers responded, "We know," and even the general's most obvious punchlines drew only polite applause. Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich generated more enthusiasm as he recalled growing up in working-class Cleveland, the oldest child in a family of seven.
We lived in 21 different places by the time I was 17, including a couple cars. Imagine what it would be like to have me standing next to George Bush, coming right from the heartland, right from the working people, right from the Democratic tradition, right from a place where we can challenge him on the war. I'm ready.
If passionate speakers like Kucinich and Dean were preaching to the choir last night, John Edwards seemed to be simply preaching, and the North Carolina senator steadily won the crowd over with his revival meeting-style oratory.
Here's why we should talk about and do something about 35 million Americans who live in poverty, because it is wrong, and we have a moral responsibility to lift up these families. You and I, we can change this. It doesn't have to be that way. We should lift these families out of poverty. We can change America. You and I, we can do the things to lift these families out of poverty. We can bring the change to America that's so desperately needed.
Democratic activist Steve Chug said later he thought Edwards had the most striking performance of the evening. Chug thinks the first-term senator is turning some heads among New Hampshire voters.
The last time I saw the kind of excitement for a candidate this close to the primary was 20 years ago, the weekend before the primary, when Gary Hart started developing this kind of excitement. I think a lot of people are leaning toward John Edwards now.
The last candidate who spoke last night is now running first in the polls in New Hampshire. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry declared Tuesday's primary will mark the beginning of the end of the Bush administration.
And I have a special message for the special interests that get to call the White House home. We're coming, you're going, and don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Kerry says he's itching to challenge President Bush on national security issues, and he mocked the president for landing on an aircraft carrier returning from Iraq under the banner, Mission Accomplished.
When it comes to jobs, when it comes to health care, when it comes to children, when it comes to all of the things that define the quality of life in this great nation of ours, it is not only not mission accomplished, it's mission not even legitimately attempted, It's mission abandoned.
Last night's crowd was drawn from party activists and fundraisers, and it's not necessarily representative of all the Democrats and independents who may vote on Tuesday. State Party Chairwoman Kathy Sullivan says it's those ordinary voters whose opinions really count.
This primary is about people who work for a living, just plain, ordinary Americans who live in a very small state called New Hampshire. And every 4 years, these average Americans have a chance to judge the character, the experience, the vision, and the ability of the men and women who would be president.
The Legion Hall breakfasts and living room coffees are now almost finished. Soon, it will be time for the ordinary voters of New Hampshire to have their say. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.